Well, visitors to Victorian parks, forests and reserves are being urged to source firewood responsibly as a multi-agency operation works to protect wildlife habitat and the impact of illegal wood removal. Greg Chant is the conservation regulator, conservation regulator, director of regulatory operations, and he's with us now. You must have an A4 sized business card, Greg.
It sounds pretty big, but it's not that big. And that's nice of me to have a conversation with you on behalf of the conservation regulator.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for trying to save me from that.
Okay, so what is the problem, Greg?
Well, I suppose what we've got at the moment, as winter's here now, each year we see a lot more people going out into our public land spaces and illegally removing timber from these places. And that obviously has a detrimental impact on the environment, particularly in places where we've got, I suppose, what the community sees as highly sought after firewood being river redgum, because a lot of those places, they're along creek lines, waterways, rivers, and they've been managed to protect the environment rather than have timber set aside for firewood, indiscriminate firewood collection and use.
I guess that's one of the things that even people who are nicking the firewood don't actually realise. You know, some might go, oh, well, it's just firewood. It's just sitting out there. But, you know, the impact on all manner of wildlife can be extremely significant.
Yeah, so it's like that old saying, death of a thousand cuts. And although one person going out taking some firewood from a roadside reserve or from a national park, they might think it's not a lot, but in total, when it's all combined with everyone else doing it, yeah, it has a massive impact.
So what are you doing?
Particularly on our smaller roadside reserves as well.
Are you actually sort of stopping people with trailers and things and having a word, or are you doing it in any other ways?
We have a bit of a graduated approach, so we'll have authorised officers both from the Conservation Regulator, Forest Fire Management Victoria and Parks Victoria Rangers. We go out and we do targeted patrols in areas where we know firewood's being removed illegally. And generally, if it's someone who isn't aware of what they can and can't do, we'll take an educative approach. But where we've got, I suppose, what we consider to be syndicates of people going out and systematically removing firewood for their own commercial gain, we'll take a different approach. And if it's possible and legal to do so, we'll seize their gear and take them before a magistrate's court, and we'll leave it up to a magistrate to determine what the ultimate penalty for those individuals should be.
Yeah, we've got some lists of your fines and things. You're talking thousands of dollars in some cases, aren't you, the fines?
Well, it can be considerable. And look, we only reserve that sort of outcome to those, like I said, that are removing commercial quantities of timber, taking timber that has from areas of high biodiversity and cultural importance, and yeah, we have a targeted approach.
Is it a growing problem?
It's not so much a growing problem, it's just it's a regular problem.
Yeah. Okay.
We see this each year, obviously, as the weather cools down, people need to keep themselves warm, and for going out and illegally collecting firewood often is one option.
Yeah, I guess, you know, buying wood is not cheap, but at the same time, you can't put so much at risk by trying to get out and nick it.
Yeah, correct.
But so animals, the creatures live in the fallen wood, don't they? Is that the type of animal you're protecting with this activity?
Trying to protect all of Victoria's native biodiversity and wildlife. So, yeah, a lot of what's technically called coarse woody debris, a lot of that is hollow, and some of the timber that's removed is hollow bearing, and that supports a broad range of diversity depending on where you are in Victoria, and that obviously looks after small mammals, brush-tailed fascagales, dunnarts, as well as the reptiles. So I suppose north of Bendigo, we have populations of carpet pythons, and some of the hollow logs that are removed from some of the creek lines often contain really important habitat for carpet pythons. And if they've got nowhere to live, unfortunately, they've become locally extinct.
Yeah. No, look, good stuff. Yeah, I hope it's a very successful campaign. I'm sure it will be. And it just makes us think a bit more about not just taking wood, but what you're doing and impacting on the environment. So, Greg, appreciate your time this morning, mate. All the very best.
No worries, Robert. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Yeah. Greg Chant, Conservation Regulator, Director, Regulatory Operations.
Oh. Now, I think the point Greg covered there is not people, everybody knows what they can take. Go to www.vicgov.au, collecting firewood, and it'll tell you what you can and can't do.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.